share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A couple of weeks ago, it was announced that Prime Minister Dato Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob is set to get another special advisor despite the backlash on their necessity. As of now, 5 special advisors have been hired, costing RM 136,136 per month. Should they serve the full 2 years, they are expected to cost taxpayers a total of RM 3.267 million. That is certainly a huge amount for advisors alone, and you might wonder if the previous prime ministers in our country had ever spent this much for their advisors, reported BFM News. Here's a list of some of the previous PMs and the costs involved to pay their advisors. 1. Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Number of advisors. 4. Each advisors was paid RM 27,227.20 per month, except for one advisor who was paid RM 18,204.67 per month. In total, an amount of RM 99,886.27 was paid to Muhyiddin's advisors every month. 2. Tun Mahathir Muhammad. Number of advisors. 4. When Tun M made a comeback with Pakatan Harapan as the government, he had 4 advisors with a total of RM 46,853 per month. One of the advisors, Dame Zainuddin, did not draw any salary during Tun M's tenure. When he was the 4th PM, 1981 until 2003, he only had one special advisor during the 22 years, who received a monthly pay of RM 17,820. 3. Dato Seri Najib Razak. Number of advisors. 16. Najib Razak is perhaps the only PM in our country with the most advisors hired. His significantly high number of advisors had to do with his long run as the PM 9 years, from 2009 until 2018. The advisors served at different timelines, but at the peak of 2018, Najib had 10 active special advisors and their salaries combined costed RM 244,791.65. Every month. 4. Ahmad Abdullah Badawi. Number of advisor. 1. The predecessor of Najib Razak, he only had one single advisor throughout his whole tenure and it only costed RM 17,820 monthly to pay the advisor. While every PMs in the past had different numbers of advisors, some of the Rakyat are still pondering on the necessity on the need of more advisors for the current government. Also read, PM to get another RM 50k special advisor despite recent backlash on their necessity. Source. South China Morning Post source, Yutusan Malaysia source, Siner Harian source, The Roundtable. Source. The Famous People. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.